This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
With Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, my little victory, because we always start the show with little victories, something positive, a positive spin on the day.
Even if it's a negative spin that you got spinning positively.
No, mine's positive. I got an oil change yesterday, and I feel like that's half the battle sometimes, getting things done. So
I got to clap it up for you, dog.
Little victories. You know, it's like those annoying things you have to do in life, like a car wash, an oil change, and you just don't feel like it.
Always hate to do it, especially when it's cold out.
But then I felt accomplished when I left.
Naturally.
Said, ha-ha!
I did it.
So that's my little victory. What about you?
Well, my little victory is yours was like a positive positive.
Yeah.
Mine is a negative positive.
Oh, yeah. What does that mean? That
we got a mystery to figure out,
what?
Right? Because our water machine is turned off again, and our coffee machine is doing weird things. And you know Mr. Fix-It over here is going to try to take some apart and put it back together real quick. Don't look at me like that. We got
this
things to do.
This is the second day the water machine's been cut off. Come on.
Little victories. Allie.
Woosah.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
There we were, DZ and I arguing about which hand we wear our watch on. Not arguing, healthy discussion.
healthy dialoguing.
I'm going to keep it real. The reason I thought of this question of the day is because a lot of people don't even wear a watch. Can I just keep it real? Like, I didn't wear one until I got my Apple Watch.
Well, smartwatches are the new move. Most people don't wear smartwatches, let alone real watches, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's in a strange concept
for
people.
You want to wear a fake watch? I support that, too.
What's a fake watch?
One you got that doesn't work, that just looks nice.
It just looks, you don't even got batteries in it.
It just looks good.
Don't even got hands.
Just looks nice.
Just looks good.
Basically, this question had me thinking. I thought about this because I was watching our afternoon guy, Brew. He really does inspire a lot of questions of the day, weirdly enough.
Yeah, you're obsessed with Brew.
Maybe. Well, he is hot, but his girlfriend's just as hot. So anyway,
Oh, you're obsessed with both of them.
Yes,
got it.
So Brew had posted that he's been doing triathlons with his girlfriend, okay?
They do those?
Yes.
Oh,
don't they look like healthy people? Come
I know,
on.
But I expected them to at least be like eating hot Cheetos all every now and again.
Yeah.
They're doing triathlons.
They're not.
And all.
They're doing
those
triathlons.
They're them people for real.
He's even wearing like spandex, the whole one piece, like a Michael Phelps.
Oh, my boy. Okay. They're serious.
They're very serious.
Got it.
And Brew's like really tall. He's like 6'2".
He's a tall dude.
Yeah. So I was watching him and his girlfriend, and he was making like this reel about how hard it is to do a triathlon, but that he wants to keep doing them now.
Okay.
And all I could look at when he's talking about this is his watch.
Oh,
and
his watch.
And I was like, oh, he's wearing his watch. his smartwatch on his right arm. And then I looked at his girlfriend and I was like, she's wearing her watch on her right arm. And I was like, wait, I always wear my watch on my left. And I was like, is this a weird question? What hand do you wear your watch on? And am I doing it wrong?
Well, you and I looked at each other and were like, well, I wear mine on my left. You wear on your left.
Yeah, left.
And then I brought up a point that to me makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, which
watches
is what?
Are basically designed to be worn on the left-hand side.
How do you know that, though?
In my opinion, because the orientation of the dial and just the button structure, right?
Yes, you did show me this yesterday.
Right?
You said switch hands.
So when you're looking at the watch on your left hand, the dial should be on the right upper right-hand corner.
If you have a Apple Watch.
If you have a smartwatch. Well, most watches, I think the orientation is on the right-hand side, too.
You mean the little crown dial on the side?
Yeah, sticking
out of the watch is
sticking
what you're
out
talking
of the watch.
About.
That should be on basically facing your knuckles, like facing your palm.
I use my right hand to tap that dial.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you did show me very well when I moved it to my right arm, I couldn't reach. The dial was all messed. It was not convenient.
Exactly. But because when you put it on your right hand, now it's facing the inside of your wrist, like the inside of your arm, and getting all weird and blocked, bro. That ain't it. Well, that's not the move.
I thought maybe it had to do with if you were right-handed or left-handed and that
comfort.
But then I looked at Brew and his girlfriend. I was like, well, they can't both be left-handed. That'd just be wild. Both, it's not wild, but you know, when they had them on their right hands, I was like, maybe they're both left-handed. Nah. I'm doing it wrong.
Well, when you flip it on your left or from left to right, then the dial has to be flipped upside down. If you were to set it
from... It doesn't feel natural on my right one.
It doesn't feel natural, but two, if you were to go in your settings of the smartwatch, of the Apple Watch settings, you have to flip it from left wrist to right wrist, because then it flips the orientation of all your imagery, and it flips the button to be on the outside. That's what I'm saying. Like, the watch is structured to sit on somebody's left wrist. If you wear it on your right wrist, it's unnatural. At least to me.
Yeah.
I might be tripping. Call me crazy.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're crazy. I think what you said totally made sense when you actually showed me what you meant, and I flipped hands, and I was like, oh, yeah, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. Okay, which arm or which hand do you wear your watch on if you wear a watch? You can bring up your bracelets even if you want. Fine, because not everybody has a watch. Fine with me if you want to talk bracelets, too.
I stopped wearing bracelets because I couldn't handle having things on both wrists. I like bracelets over watches, to be completely honest with you. Yes, 100%.
When I go out, like for the gala this weekend, let's say, I'll take off my watch and put a bracelet on the watch.
Yep, you won't switch the watch to the right wrist.
I keep it on the left.
See, me neither. It's really hard for me to wear something on my right wrist and not feel awkward.
Yeah.
I'm a left wrist guy.
All right, 414-533-1037. Should we talk to one person first and see if they're on the same page as us? How about let's go to two.
All right, let's hit two.
I don't know why two today.
It'd be drawing you.
Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Kelly in Sussex.
Oh, I know that voice.
Lucky duck.
I know that voice. Hey, boo.
Hey.
All right, Kelly. Do you wear your watch on your left or right hand?
My left hand, because I'm right-handed. Yeah. It just would get in the way.
Okay, did you understand what DZ said at all about how if you move it to your right, the orientation doesn't work? I had to really experience that. I didn't understand what he was saying, but it's a thing.
Yeah,
the crown's on the wrong side.
Yeah, it throws everything off.
It throws everything off.
Yeah.
Then you're using the watch in opposite. Just do it. Try it for yourself if you don't know what we're talking about.
And then try to move the crown on your watch. The
your
dial
hand
sticking
flipped.
Out.
Your hand is awkwardly
it
positioned.
Work.
No, it does not
it
work.
It doesn't work. Okay, so you're a lefty for the watch, and you're right-handed.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Kelly. Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. We're going to talk to everybody else next. Which hand do you wear your watch on?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about which arm you wear your watch on. My friend Carrie texted me and said, I wear my watch on my right due to all the surgery I had on my wrist and shoulder. She had shoulder surgery. And
I'm assuming on the left.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense.
So she flipped them. But I was just saying, I wear it on my left, you wear it on your left, and you said that's the way watches are designed.
Technically.
If you're right-handed, right?
Well, and in my opinion, the world
general,
is a right-handed place.
Yeah,
let's just be honest.
It is.
And isn't your heart more aligned with the left? left side of your body? Isn't that what we were taught when we were kids?
You brought that up, and that's true, but you can still take your pulse on either hand.
Sure, I'm not saying you can.
So I don't think it matters for that, for your heart rate.
Mentally, it makes me feel better about it.
It makes you feel like it's on the right,
on the right
left side. But bump. All right, you know what? Let's go to Michelle in Jackson. I'm going to start with her, because I asked her where she was calling from. She goes, my car.
You goofball, duh.
I said, dumb, Michelle.
Morning, Michelle. What up?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're good, fam. Talk about watch orientations.
Yeah, which arm you wearing your watch on?
Left.
Left?
Any reason or just because that's what feels right?
What feels right. And I'm right-handed. But if I get wristbands going anywhere, it's going on the right hand because I'm right-handed.
If you get a wristband.
Like bracelets or wristbands, stuff like that?
Yep.
Huh.
Interesting. So she wears everything on the other. Okay.
She's comfortable with that. We're not. We don't like the right wrists.
No. Nope.
It makes me feel weird.
I take my watch off and I put a bracelet on if I'm like going out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. All right, Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. I ain't going to take no shine from you.
Well, thanks for calling in Jackson this morning. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Okay, bye. I appreciate you driving in your car.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Danny in Oak Creek, our boy, this morning. See how he's feeling. He had been under the weather.
Oh,
hi,
that's
Danny.
Right.
Wow.
What up, man? Feeling good?
Still getting over the sickness.
Nah.
Sorry we asked. Never mind.
Danny.
Okay. Well, back in the day when you were buying all those nice Fossil watches and stuff.
Back in the day? What you mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about Fossil watches. Before
the smartwatches took over.
Yep. Oh, they were everything.
Technically, you're supposed to wear it on your non-dominant hand because then your dominant hand controls it, does whatever, and then your dominant hand does a lot of things so it doesn't scratch up your watch and all that.
Oh, so it is the left hand for us if we're right-handed.
That's
how it's working out, which is why they probably designed the Apple Watch so to be
for
worn
right-handed
on the left hand, and then you can touch the crown. Ah.
Because when you flip it, right, when you set the orientation, you have to flip it so that it is on the outside for right-handed people or left-handed people.
And it's weird.
So they can use it normally. Yep. But it's not weird to them.
Do you wear a watch, Danny?
Not anymore. Oh. I got some old Fossil watches. They're collecting dust, but I got bracelets and stuff. But I don't know. I'm too busy doing stuff, so it's like constantly taking them off.
It's a hassle.
I got a phone. I got clocks around me. Eh.
Let me get them old Fossil watches above you, my boy.
ZZ's going to sell them.
Let me get them things above you, my boy. I got an idea.
I love it.
The smartwatches, I don't know. I just can't. I can't dig down to spend the money. I'd rather spend money on something else.
Well, I love them because like last night I was shopping and my phone was in my purse. And then all of a sudden I could feel my watch vibrating. And I went, oh, it's my mom. And so I answered the phone. I would never have known she was calling if I didn't have the watch on.
I was like Danny up until I got a watch.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. Mm-hmm. And my wife has a smart watch, and she loves it. She does a lot of stuff with it.
Just stay without it because once you get
smart.
It's a wrap.
Smart.
It's a wrap once you get it, bro. Yeah, once you get it, you can't live without it, man. Just don't do it.
You can't go back. All right, Danny, have a good day. Get better.
You too.
Peace.
Bye. All right, Jamie's in Twin Lakes. Let's pull her up and see what she does. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Jinx.
Good morning.
Which side you wearing your watch on, left or right?
My left, because I'm right-handed, so I was always told non-dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The thing that's always stuck with me is when I was becoming a teacher, I had to take a handwriting class.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wear your watch or a bracelet on your writing hand, it actually does not allow your hand to be in the right position to write.
Really? Oh, for proper techniques.
Oh, well now.
Correct.
Well now I need. I mean, I don't really write much anyway, anymore. But now I really want to try. Move my watch. Look at me trying to try it for no reason whatsoever.
It actually makes sense though, bro, because I don't necessarily know proper writing techniques or where your hand orientation is supposed to be.
Hold on, you guys. Nicole in Port Washington texted in and said, "I wear my smartwatch on my right hand because I'm so right-handed dominant. It just feels right." Okay. I think you have it wrong, Nicole.
I think you're so right, it's wrong.
Is it an Apple Watch? Because I can't. Isn't the crown messed up, or she just must flip it over?
She must have flipped it to be left hand orientation, portrait mode, whatever, but not the right way. Yeah, she's so right, she's wrong.
Carrie in Kenosha said right handers that wear their smartwatch on their right hand are probably winning all the step challenges. What?
All because all the motion they're doing.
Oh.
Think about it. You're counting all these steps every time. time your hand goes left, right, up, down, circle, circle, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
that's
true. I might switch my watch now.
And whoever texted in, I wear my hair tie on my right hand. I wear my hair tie on the same as my watch. I move it up to the watch when I do that.
Doesn't that feel the same as wearing a bracelet with the watch?
No, it feels, I don't know why it makes sense to wear it on that hand.
Mentally, it feels different.
I don't know.
I ain't gonna take it from you.
But Jamie's like us.
Jamie's like us.
She is like us.
Except for she's taking actual classes because she's a very strong, intelligent individual right. And is a teacher and all that. So she's like, I actually know how to write, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jamie, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too.
Rachel and Butler said, I wear mine on my left. It's just more comfortable. And then, wait, Bella and Kenosha said, I wear mine on the opposite of what I'm supposed to because I don't want anybody telling me what to do.
Oh, we got a rebel in the house.
Same, girl. Same.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Help!
What up?
Help! Why am I always the problem?
I don't know. It feels like it's usually me, but yeah. I'll let you be it.
It actually is usually you, but this week I've been on one.
What's up?
So, DZ, I need your help, and you're part of the problem today.
How am I a part of the problem?
You know what it is. It involves my children, and it involves you.
But how am I a part of the problem?
You're a part of the problem, so listen up, everybody.
I got to come up with my own solution?
Yes. And you know where I'm going
with this. All right, now, let's talk.
Hudson has a phone, my 11-year-old and my 13-year-old. They both have phones, okay?
Yeah, right.
And Hudson gets their phones cut off when they go to sleep, okay? So every night at 10 o'clock, Hudson starts texting everyone that he's, because that's the only thing that still works. He's allowed to text a few contacts or call them. So every night, he'll text me, he'll text his dad, he'll text my sister, Aunt Penny.
Yeah, shout out Penny.
Yeah. And so the other night, this all comes down to phone etiquette, and I need your help, DZ.
Okay.
The other night, he texts me, and he's like, Mom, Mom. And I was sound asleep, okay?
He's knocked.
He was at his dad's. He's like, Mom, I need your help. I need your help. And I'm like, I woke up the next morning to these. He's like, I need to text Emery back. I need to text Emery back.
His friend. Friend, that's a girl.
I'm not allowed to say girlfriend.
It's his friend, that's a girl.
Well, they exchanged Valentine's, so okay. But anyway.
His Valentine friend, that's a girl.
They're cute. So anyway, so he said, he's texting me, he's going, Mom, I need to text Emery back, and the phone cut off at 10, and she's not in my list of contacts I'm allowed to write.
He was pressed.
Because apparently, I found out later,
he talked to his girl.
At 9:59, he had said, do you want to be my Valentine? And then it cut off.
And then at 10, so 9:59, he asked, and 10 o'clock, he don't get no answer back. His line's cut.
All he could see was messages coming through from her, but he couldn't read them.
I'm sweating for my boy at this point. Okay. At 11 years old, bro, you pressed.
So he was freaking out.
But he's trying to hit you up, trying to get more screen time.
Yeah, so
you were knocked.
I was like, good night. So the next morning, when I woke up and saw it, I went, oh, poor guy. So I said, well, you know what? I'm going to open up so that he can text all of his contacts after 10 o'clock. I'm still going to shut the phone down. So he can't use the internet. He can't play games.
But he can text or call. FaceTime, call, yes. Stuff like that. Oh.
So when I did that, he's only got like 20 contacts. The guy doesn't know that many people.
My man's just limited in his access.
One of the people who's in his phone is you, DZ.
Uncle DZ.
Yeah. And so I was very unaware, everyone, that Hudson was now contacting you, DZ. Unbelievable. Until I come in and you're like, oh, Hudson called me last night. I go, what?
Huh?
Which I have no issue if Hudson calls you.
Right.
But you're like, I woke up and Hudson had called or texted or something. This is over the weekend.
Where did this start, bro?
I was dying when you told me this story, by the way.
Where did this start, bro? Let me go back.
It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I think it was on the weekend. You texted me and you said, I heard from Hudson, but I waited till the morning or something to text him back.
So this started on Saturday. This was on the weekend. He hit me up Saturday night.
Oh, geez. What time?
At 10:57.
He did not.
And said,
he's only 11.
And said goodnight. Well, the 11-year-old hit me up at 11 and said goodnight. And I didn't text him back until the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, morning bud, remind your mom to tell me when you want to get a cut so I take you to my barber.
Sure, sure.
Handshake emoji.
Yeah.
I got you. Not saying I know it's because you got a girl, a friend that's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know you want to be fresh now. So we're going to keep you right. He hits me with the thumbs up emoji. I'm like, cool. Then on Tuesday, fast forward to Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday, brother, Tuesday.
Oh, no. This is Hudson reaching out to DZ.
He FaceTimes me at about 7.
P.M.?
P.M.
Okay.
He FaceTimes me.
He was at my house, out by the way. I was not aware which is fine. He can call you, but he must have been in his room FaceTiming
you. Well, because I told you on Saturday he hit me up, right? And you were like, oh, I'm sorry, bro. And I was like, bro, I don't care. I'm Uncle DZ. Hit me. I want him to be comfortable when he hits me.
This is part of the problem of what should Allie do and how to teach my kid phone etiquette, because I really felt bad when you told me he had texted you that late at night, and I loved your response. It was like you basically said, no, I want him to know that I'm here if he needs to reach out. Like, if he's afraid to talk to me or whatever,
he knows
Uncle DZ.
I'm here.
So you were like, always let him know. Don't tell him he can't contact me. Just tell him he can always contact me in case he needs me, which I thought was really sweet and actually made me feel good, because I knew he has someone to reach out to if he doesn't feel safe asking me for help. Right.
Right. So mom and dad busy. You can't reach Aunt Penny, Aunt Jenny. Nobody listen. Uncle DZ.
Even if we're not busy, he's going to call you.
I'm Bayview around the way, my boy. I'm a scoop.
So then I went, you know what, DZ? You're right. I'm not going to give him a hard time for texting you at 11 o'clock at night.
But I know that's not the case with everybody.
Right.
Right?
He can't be texting everybody at 11 o'clock at night.
But my man's really took that and ran with it, because then he FaceTimed me on Tuesday.
Oh, jeez.
And we were trying to get the boys set up for bed, right?
You were in the middle of bedtime.
I'm at home. So I was like, call you back in a sec.
Sure.
He says, cool. I FaceTime him back. We talked for like a good 10 minutes. I thought he maybe wanted to talk about something.
What did Hudson want when he FaceTimed you?
He just wanted to talk.
Oh, God.
He literally just wanted to talk about the halftime performance. he wanted to show off his Valentine's balloon and not say nothing about it. I didn't say anything about it. But I was like, all right, cool, for sure, my boy. And then he texts me at 10:40.
No,
good night.
No, he didn't.
After we got off.
Oh,
and
geez.
And then I didn't tell you this part, G.
Oh, there's more.
Because now I feel bad, because I haven't responded back to back times on his good night text.
That's all right.
Because he texted me back. He texted me last night again, said good night.
Because he had nobody to talk to.
At 10:58. So I'm like, at that rate, I was already asleep. So I didn't see that until this morning.
That's fine.
I went, oh, my boy.
I did actually have a text from him last night as well, and he said, Mom, I'm stressed. I forgot to do my science form. So I wrote back this morning. I said, we'll do it before school. So it's so okay.
Don't call Uncle DZ for that.
Seriously. DZ, the problem is that I feel like my son doesn't know phone etiquette. And
he doesn't.
So I appreciate you saying he can always call me, but no, he really doesn't.
No,
he's texting whoever he wants at 11 o'clock
at
night because he's bored and he has no other way to use his phone.
I remember doing the same thing.
But I need help. And so I need you and the listeners to tell me how I need to handle this to teach my son phone etiquette. I mean, because I don't want to cut off all the contacts that late at night. Because what if he has an emergency or needs something? I want those to always be there. But how do I teach this kid? You can't be texting everybody and their mom at 11 o'clock.
There's a convenience that the technology has nowadays that we didn't have when cell phones became a thing for us,
mm-hmm.
right? I racked up like a $300-$400 phone bill at one point because I didn't know I was texting using minutes or calling using minutes. I didn't know I was racking it up.
Now you can do whatever you want.
Now
it doesn't matter.
Now it's all unlimited. And now you can set restrictions on, I didn't even know you could let the phone be used as a cell phone without having internet capabilities.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was that tailored to now you could basically cut it off.
It's called downtime on the iPhone. And he can't do anything but call people. And I had even had it so tailored where he could only contact a few people. And then I opened it up and now he's calling everybody and their mom.
Is there a limit to the number of people that you can set that he can?
Yeah.
Contact?
I can do one to all of them.
All of them. So you can do 50 people or 51?
You can do specific contacts, and that's how I had it set up.
It's not like it's just you can only select these five that fit in this box.
You sure you don't want me to take you off that list now?
No, I'm just saying because I know I want to be in that list. Straight up. I do want to be on that list.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as letting everybody be on that
list?
Should
I take everybody off?
Maybe that's a way to start before we have a conversation because I don't know where that conversation goes with an 11-year-old that doesn't make them feel horrible.
Yeah.
In any way.
I know. Okay.
And maybe somebody got better advice.
Maybe 414-533-1037. How do I teach my 11-year-old phone etiquette? Because he is calling everybody and their mom at 11 o'clock at night, including DZ.
I know I'm not the only one that got the good night text.
You're not. They're the other 19 people he knows also probably got it as well. But, you know.
How do we teach him phone etiquette? I think we can work this out together, bro. We're not the only ones going through it. And this is honestly going to be great advice for me because eventually these mugs
are going to need this.
You feel me?
All right, we'll talk to you guys next. We're running behind. I know I said I was going to give you the dress update for the gala tomorrow night because that was part of what would DZ do this week.
Right.
Because I posted the dresses online, which you haven't even seen yet, DZ, which is so funny. But we're not going to, I can't do it today. We're going to have to get into it tomorrow, what the plan is. So is that cool?
Cool, of course.
Okay, all right. So let's get back into what would DZ do. Let's go.
You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
The phones are hot for this topic.
You said, I'm surprised. I was like, I'm not.
Oh, everybody wants to get in for this. How to teach my 11-year-old phone etiquette, because he was upset he could only text certain people late at night. So he wanted to text his friend, girlfriend, Valentine, whatever. She's the sweetest. I love her.
Nah, they're good
Shout
kids.
Out Emery. And he was having a May Day moment when his phone cut off at 10 o'clock right after he asked her to be his Valentine.
So you opened the floodgates and said, text everybody, Poppy.
Yeah, and then he started texting you and calling you all the time.
He started texting everybody.
Which I'm glad that you're there for him, and I do appreciate you saying he can always call me. Don't tell him he can't call me.
That goes for all my nieces and nephews. They can hit me up.
I love that about you. But
I might not answer, but they can hit me up.
But how do we teach this kid some phone etiquette? I want to start with Kate the Great in East Troy, because I think people are going to have some good advice for us this morning. She's got her own theme song. Hi, Kate.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
All right,
This is adorable. This is adorable, okay? I have a 13-year-old, and first of all, we identify like 5 people that you need to call if something happens.
Okay.
So having those people and letting them know that if it's an emergency, hey, Hudson's going to reach out to you or
it's kinda
need
like,
something.
It's more if you get arrested, don't call me, call Uncle DZ because I'm going to kill you.
Exactly.
And I'm going to at least let you get a last meal in before I bring you home.
Before I kill you.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll let you sleep it off.
It creates options. Mm-hmm. And my daughter has, in her family, there's mental health. And she has reached out to different friends of mine that I've connected her with for that purpose. So it ends up being a really good thing.
That's cool.
As long as you tell them, hey, people go to bed at 9, zip it. Tell them, is that it?
Tell them to stop texting people that late at night unless it's an emergency kind of thing?
Well, absolutely. I think you identify what an emergency is and what it means to need to call somebody at 11 o'clock at night. Well, saying what's up to DZ, he's just bored being a boy.
Him saying goodnight at 11 is him saying like he's about to go to bed.
And we hadn't had any interaction.
Right.
He wants to tell someone, and he's excited that he can text his Uncle DZ.
He's texting everybody. He's texting everybody goodnight.
He only knows 5 people. But you know what I mean.
Everybody's everybody, bro. But I don't mind getting that text at 11. Like I said, last night, I was asleep. I was already KO'd, right? So I didn't text him when I woke up at 3:40 or whatever to use the bathroom.
The mom in me is so embarrassed, though, that he's like texting everybody at 11 o'clock, you know?
My kid doesn't know phone etiquette. He will get more and more contacts in his phone, but then you do have to teach a restriction. And I think Kate's on to a point where, like, you have to teach him, all right, after this time, people that we don't consider family, we can't text after 9:30 unless it's a major emergency and you don't know who else to reach out to.
Well, Adrian in Milwaukee texted in and said, silver dress and take the phone away. If you know about the dress. And take the phone away is an option. I mean, I could take it out of his room at night, but then he can't.
I know. My daughter has her phone. There has been so much in the last 2 years. You wait, Allie. The next 2 years is going to be just, it's going to be great.
You know what? Thanks for nothing, Kate. I got to go now. Now I'm more negative than ever.
Bye, Kate. Jeez.
Bye, Kate. Have a good day. Bye. All right, let's go to Sean in West Bend, because Sean, even though he just had twins at the age of 40, he has grown kids as well.
Yeah.
So Sean has been through this, so I want to know what he's going to say. Let's hit him up. Hi, Sean.
Howdy, howdy.
Big howdy, what up?
All right, how do I teach my 11-year-old phone etiquette? Because he's texting everybody and their mom.
How'd you teach your kids phone etiquette?
Well,
I mean, because even using
a house
phone.
My daughter doesn't want anything to do with me on the phone anyway. She's embarrassed.
Oh.
She hears me on the radio. She's like, oh, my God, Dad.
Oh, well, then we'll put you on even more.
Say less. Yeah. I mean, he chose Lil Boo Thang for a reason. I'm already knowing.
Yeah, so I think he just needs to be reminded that people get up really early.
Mm.
As an adult, like DZ said, he got up at 3:40. Mm-hmm. I'm up at 3 in the morning, so
yeah.
I think he just needs to be reminded that people are asleep or
You're
might not be able to answer right away.
Have a conversation is what Sean's saying, is just sit down and talk to him and go.
Set expectations.
You can't text people this late at night because they get up and their phones might be, because my phone's on silent a lot of the time.
Yeah, and mine is too.
Yeah, bed mode, whatever it's called. But okay, so what? So if you tell them, all right, if you hit up anybody, if you hit up, because this isn't about me. Mm-hmm. This is about just people and setting phone etiquette. Kid in general,
yeah.
Right? If
How
you hit somebody
this?
Up at 11, they might not respond to you right away. Or if mm-hmm. you're only saying goodnight to somebody, it should be okay if they don't say goodnight back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, because I mean, they got to know that people are got other things to do.
Sure.
And
if it's an emergency, they'll get back to you if they can.
Right.
Otherwise, just go wake him up at 3 in the morning so he learns how everybody else feels when you're calling at 11. I got a petty answer for you.
Flip the script if you try to get petitious. I mean, teach him a lesson.
That's fair. Well, you know what? Erica in Sussex texted in and said, look, the real question here is, will Emery be Hudson's Valentine? I'm invested. The answer is, yes, she is and was, and they've already exchanged Valentines,
Come
and it was
on,
the
man.
Cutest story ever, but I've been trying not to talk about it on the air because he's going to kill
space,
me.
Bro.
He's
going to
kill
chill.
Me if he knows I'm talking about it on the air.
He got what he needed with the text. He got his Valentine. Now cut all the contacts again.
Yeah. Now cut all the contacts.
You're not wrong. Maybe I should go back to the specific contacts. Sean. All right.
Sean
thanks.
Is getting pettier by the second, Greg.
And I love it. Thank you, Sean.
Later, fam.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, man. Peace.
Bye. All right. Let's go to Michaela in West Dallas this morning and see what her advice is to teach my 11-year-old phone etiquette.
Good morning, Michaela.
Hi.
Good morning.
What you think?
Hi.
What do you think?
So I remember when I was like his age and I got my phone, my mom was very like controlling over it. But the minute I got freedom, I went like wild. And then I realized she wasn't as controlling and it just phased out. Like, I feel like if you give him time to just like do it, maybe just give him some reminders, like, you can't be texting on the weekdays.
He's excited. Get it out of his system.
But let him work it out on his own. Be hands off with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because once he realizes that you're not going to take it away, I feel like he's going to stop. He's like, oh, I got this. Like,
yeah.
That makes sense. Because right now he's trying to like get it all in while he feels like he might lose the privilege
it's
again.
It's like when you go on a diet and you go off a diet and you go wild at the buffet and then you get over it and you're like, I ate 7 days worth of food. I can stop now.
I don't need more fries. I'm good.
It's the overindulgence.
It's the overindulgence.
Right.
Okay, Michaela. Yeah. Oh, hold on now. I think you nailed it.
She's saying let him go and then he'll get sick of it eventually and he'll slow down.
And eventually he won't even text me back. I'm going to be hitting him up and he won't text me back.
That part. Because you're right actually about that. You're right about that.
Because Owen don't text me back ever.
No, same.
Wow.
Same. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I'm sorry I'm not going to talk about the dress today.
That's okay. I think they'll be all right.
It definitely got a lot of reactions when I asked people for advice on Facebook and Instagram last night. In fact, so many I have not even been able to read them all. So thank you to all of our listeners who come through.
People always hold us down.
But it was a what would DZ do this week about what dress to wear tomorrow night. So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
But you did get it figured out.
I think so. And I can't wait to show, because you haven't seen them.
No.
So I can't wait to show you. And
I'm sure I could go look. I just haven't.
I can't wait to tell you the whole process and, you know, the whole story. So
cool.
And how I ended up where I ended up. But that's a story for another day. Okay. So
tomorrow.
I forgot that we have not played any voice messages this week. Shame on us.
It's been a little bit, man. And yeah, we like these a lot. So they've just been racking up, dog.
Well, they're hysterical. And so I opened up the voice messages because we've been so busy. I went, oh my gosh, we have so many voice messages, DZ.
Look at this pile.
If you go on our Audacy app, AUDACY, it's our free app. When you listen live to us, right on the listen live page, right next to it, it says send a voice message.
Drop us a message
and
with your voice.
Carmelo texted in, or left us a voice message, not texted in. And this was about, remember that we were talking about if she was a jerk for choosing the sisters, the day she chose to be induced.
Oh, the due date. Yeah, the induced date.
Was the same as the sister's
niece.
Kid.
Yeah.
So this is what Carmelo said.
Hey, good morning, Ali and DZ. This is Carmelo from Milwaukee. I'm listening to your guys' am I the jerk about this lady inducing her kid on the same day as her other relative's day? But I love how ADHD us listeners are. We start talking about, hey, our birthday is this date. Our birthday is that date. Like, we completely got off topic.
He's
That's so
right.
funny to me.
He's so right.
Day. I love listening to your show.
Thank you. I loved his laugh. Did you hear his giggle, dude?
We completely got off topic. That's so funny to me. You guys are a great day. I love listening to your show.
Oh, man. Carmelo, you rock on, dog.
He had me laughing when I heard that message. I go, Carmelo's funny, especially he's right. We're so ADHD. Like, we were talking about Am I the Jerk, and everybody's texting in their birthday out
and then
of
we
nowhere.
Start shouting out our birthdays, even though we don't even like them.
We were all over the place. Oh, man.
And I'm glad that that's what made him like voice messaging.
Yeah.
Because he was like, bro, y'all are so ADD. I'm so ADD. I followed along with everything. I love you.
He's Bye. Like, so I left and I went to the voice messages.
Bye.
This one is from Sarah in Janesville, because tomorrow will be a new edition of Dumpster Fire Dating Everybody. And I know everybody wants to know what's going on now that I'm single
we
again.
We sure do.
So this is what Sarah said.
Hey, Allie and DZ. It's Sarah from Edgerton, and I just wanted to reach out specifically to Allie. I am going through a breakup after 2.5 years together, and I just decided that I wasn't going to settle anymore, and that I was really going to work towards what I feel that I deserve.
Okay,
and I just want to give you a shout out, because listening to your stories has helped me and given me the courage to only worry about myself and making myself happy. So much love to the two of you. I love listening to you in the mornings.
Oh, I'm so glad my bad love life inspires others to do better.
Listen, it's going to it takes a village, okay?
No, but seriously, that was actually really sweet, because even though I share a lot of my life on the air, I do forget that I might inspire someone to make a good decision for themselves if they're in a bad position.
Yeah.
I do think you should work on your relationships if they're fixable and they're healthy, right? But if you're in a very bad one, like or a position you don't want to be in, you only live once. You
and
know
no one
what
to
I'm
draw
saying?
That line, too,
yeah.
right? Know when something mm-hmm. isn't worth it for you. Right?
Exactly.
Right? If y'all just been together a couple months, maybe you don't work so hard. If y'all been together a couple decades, mm-hmm. maybe try a little harder. I don't know.
Well, and you've seen me at my low points with dating, and you've seen me, I think I'm at my high point right
high
now
points,
where
yeah.
I'm making really healthy decisions for myself, but you've seen me make some really bad decisions for myself. So yeah. It ebbs and flows, and sometimes you do need a good example to inspire you to take care of yourself,
and reminder never hurts either. Mm-hmm. Right, if anything, you could be a good reminder for people to be like, listen, it's healthy to not necessarily always be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of health, working through that up and down. Not to say that we all like to be unhealthy,
mm-hmm.
but it's understanding your way through that process and going like, this is why we try to get better. And this is why we continue to try to get better mm-hmm. and do better and behave whatever, blah, blah, blah.
I'm learning too.
Yeah.
I'm learning too.
It's part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of the process, bro.
Ah, well, are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I think so.
I hope Carmelo's ready. I love that message. Carmelo, you better leave more. And thank you to Sarah and Janesville.
Y'all, just wait until I start clipping some of y'all voice messages into hotkeys. Y'all don't even know I could do that, bro. I could turn y'all into hotkeys.
Stop it. We're going to give away Summerfest Power Passes after Am I the Jerk, but let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did. You little jerk.
All right, today is a work one.
Oh, Lord.
No babies, no birthdays.
Ah, jeez.
No, just work today.
Ah, jeez.
Don't give me the ah, jeez. That's my line. Ah, jeez.
Now, for real, let's get it.
Okay, so we should keep her anonymous. She asked to be anonymous, and you'll understand why. She wants to know, am I the jerk for quitting my new job? Yes. No, wait, hold on.
Christmas protection.
Hear her out. She says, listening. I have an am I the jerk. Please keep me anonymous. I started a job at a small company in August.
Okay.
The people are great. The work is stimulating enough, but there isn't enough of it. Some days are super busy, while 70% of the time I'm playing on my phone. I don't see the problem.
I was going to say, well, you get paid to do this?
Yeah, 70% of the time I'm playing on my phone. Then she says, my neighbor recently got me an interview at a different company that has good benefits, remote work, and the pay is a minimum $4 more than what I make now.
Dang.
It's scheduled for Friday, the interview. Am I a jerk for wanting to leave? And then she said, I like the company so much I even lined up my friend to possibly take my position if I leave so they wouldn't be without someone.
Oh.
So, quitting Contessa? I mean, what do we call her?
What'd you call her?
Quitting Contessa?
That's a poor Contessa.
There's a girl on Housewives named or is it Married to Medicine? Anyway, Bravo show.
Contessa. Yeah. Quitting Contessa.
Quitting
I like it.
Quitting Contessa.
Because it's either Quitting Contessa or Quitting Quinta, and that's Quinta Brunson's name, and Quinta's too cool.
You could use that,
Nah, she's too cool.
Well, okay, so listen, even though this one might sound cut and dry to some people, I don't think it is for multiple reasons, and let me explain why.
Why?
One, she's quitting too soon. This is going to be bad.
Six months in.
Yeah, you haven't even been there a year, You're quitting a job. Two, I do get the side of, you're going, well, why wouldn't you want to be able to play on your phone at work? Let me tell you why. Because everybody needs to be challenged at sometimes when your job is too easy and you're not being challenged, and I've been there, it can affect your self-esteem and your whole...
Okay, but hold on. This job she's going to is also remote work. Mm-hmm. Y'all really think she's about to be that busy at a remote job?
Oh, fair.
Think about it.
She's going to do...
She's going to be doing the probably exact same thing for $4 more?
Well, it seems obvious. Like, why wouldn't you take the better job with better money? And I'm like, because you're setting a bad track record quitting.
Yeah.
And,
that's true.
You know, there is no guarantee that you're going to be stimulated at the new job or challenged or happier.
There's no guarantee that you even get the job. Well, quite frankly, you could interview and never get the job. So really.
True.
Really.
But she likes the job so much she's at now, she's already lined someone up. Here's the next problem. She could end up working with people she can't stand. I have a friend who switched jobs. It was a better job, better pay. This was a couple years ago. Everything made sense when he did this.
The world aligned.
It's my friend's husband. 6 months in, he was like, I regret switching jobs. I almost would go back to the lower pay for what I'm putting
what
up
I was
with
doing.
Now and how unhappy I am. So
I've been there. I feel that.
The grass is not always greener. That's your mental health. Mm-hmm. And that's every day you've got to work with people you might not vibe with or like. And then
but
here,
you made
now,
that decision, though. I mean, and as an adult, you kind of make those adult decisions and have to understand the full scope of the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a job leap, arguably a career move, right? Regardless of what age you're at. Once you're in a career, you're in a career, right? Like 6 months ain't enough to go, oh, I'm going to leave this job. I hear what you're saying.
Somebody said Contessa needs more drama in her life.
This is a beautiful problem to have. They're not wrong.
It is. Lindsay and Jackson said, not the jerk. If you died, they'd have your job posted before your obituary. You don't owe them anything.
Sure, but this seems almost selfish in the sense of you're lining up your replacement while you haven't even gotten the other job.
That's a fair point, which is a little jerky. Chill out.
Get over yourself. She's out here like, I already got my replacement lined up. I already got this other job lined up.
Yeah.
You don't have either figured out, Ma.
That's true.
Contessa, you counting on a whole lot.
Mm. Is she the jerk then for quitting the new job? Or wanting to leave? I guess she said, am I a jerk for wanting to leave? I don't think for wanting to leave makes you a jerk, but maybe quitting and then...
You rock with the job, so why would you want to leave?
Yeah.
If you're leaving a job just for more money...
Well, I support that.
I support it, right?
Who can say no to that?
But if you're leaving a job that you actually like, bruh?
But remember what I said. I know someone who did that, did not work out well. They were regretting every second of it 6 months in. They were like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
6 months doesn't feel like enough time to actually get your bearings set. They just got comfortable at this job.
Mm-hmm.
Really. 6 months in, you're just feeling like you're getting your feet cemented in.
Mm-hmm.
For those first 6 months, you don't even know where the printer is.
I've worked worked here 20 years, I don't even know which printer works. Let's be real.
That part.
Or if we have one anymore, let's be
we
real.
We don't. It's out of ink.
Nothing new.
Brad, this is a Contessa problem, but I think, you know, realistically, it's a little jerky because of the setup. It'd be one thing if she was like, hey, I already got this job, right? Mm-hmm. It's the fact that she's setting everything up and feels like everything's already set up. She's giving herself way too much credit in this field. I don't even know what job she's got, but she's giving herself way too much credit, admitting that she's not doing enough at this first job. Jeez. How is she going to go get another job for $4 more when she ain't already doing enough?
That's true. Trish texted in all caps, by the way, which means she's yelling, hold on. If it's remote, I have to yell like Trish. If it's remote, it probably doesn't have benefits. So the $4 extra isn't really extra if you have to pay for insurance.
I think she said benefits.
She said benefits.
She said benefits.
There's a lot of remote jobs that have benefits. That's not a thing anymore.
Remote jobs are really just office jobs that say you can work from the house now,
exactly.
bro.
Exactly.
Everybody, it's a full-time job. You just don't got to come in the office no more.
Half of our office works remotely, and they
got benefits.
And they have benefits.
They got benefits.
Fred in Franklin said, not the jerk. Companies big and small will continue to exist whether or not workers produce results or sit on their phone unchallenged.
Touché.
But there's no price on mental health. So the risk of changing jobs should be considered before the move is made. Very wise words, Fred.
Wise words, but I don't think mental health has anything to do with this. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but she's got more than enough time to diddle on her phone while she's on the clock. She can't be struggling mentally.
Yeah, you're right.
And if she is, then she's got other problems to attach herself to while she's investing in her phone at work.
True. How's she going to play Candy Crush when she goes to the new job?
She's going to have more time at home, bro. It's fine. It's fine.
Caleb in Milwaukee said, like DZ said, she's just getting her feet wet. Who knows, the work might pick up and it might be really busy and she won't be less bored. Okay. She wants to know if she's the jerk for quitting her new job, basically.
Mm. Yeah. And taking a new job that she don't even have yet.
414-533-1037. You're right about that.
She's like, counting on a
it's
lot.
It's rubbing you the wrong way that she lined somebody up. She doesn't even have the job yet. Chill out.
Right. Like, what?
Especially, yes, I get that.
You feel me? And I don't know why I'm so hyper-focused on that and I'm giving this so much personality trait to her, but like,
it's a little,
It's giving. Mm-hmm. It's giving. She's really conceited. Contessa's really conceited.
That she just assumes she's going to get it. You're not wrong about that.
Her ish don't stink, man.
Yeah,
bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to put it, but she...
Well, and I can think of people I've recommended to work here who didn't get the job.
Fair.
And they probably went, Allie got me an interview, and they think they're coming in, and I'm like, not my problem. You didn't get it. What do you want from me?
What you want from me? I
got you in the door. I don't know. I can't help you get the job.
I gave you the foot. You not my fault you ain't grabbed the handle.
That was a good one. That was the quote of the week. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Is she the jerk for quitting the new job?
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, quitting Contessa wants to know if she's the jerk for quitting her new job. She's got an interview at a different company. Her neighbor got her with benefits, remote work, the pays more. But she wants to leave the job that really she doesn't have any issues at. She gets a lot of time to herself to play on her phone.
She actually likes this job that she's about to quit or trying to
That's
quit.
That's what worries me.
Man, and what worries me is the fact that she's got a replacement lined up for a job that she doesn't even have yet.
Fair.
Come on, bro. She's conceited. Contessa's conceited.
Ooh, let's go to Mike in Hartford. He actually got in for it. Mike in Hartford. Babe, we call him.
Oh, babe?
Yes. Michael.
Good morning.
Morning, babe.
All right, Michael.
Stop it.
I just don't use my government name. My bad. All right. Mike, for real, though, do you think she's a jerk for quitting the new job?
No. I'd find a way to be stimulated for $4 more an hour.
You know what?
I mean, I guess. You got to make money when you can because you don't know what life's going to be like.
Sure.
And if you want to job hop at a young age to find your feet, then you go job hop.
We don't even know her age, but it's not important.
She's got to be young to be job hopping though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if she's been there six months she'd been at that job?
Well, she said August, which you know our math is off a little sometimes, but
I counted on my fingers and I'm pretty sure it's been 6 months.
You did a good job. I count on my fingers too. Yeah. Go on.
I'm pretty positive that I think she should just go for that new job. Who cares about the other one? You'll find jobs, but money is more important right now in this world.
In today's world,
money is important.
Yes, it is.
But money over happiness.
So, and morality, apparently, because you're just going to say, forget this job.
And if she's... if she's going to work from home, you know, she's, yeah, like DZ said, she's going to have plenty of time to play on her phone.
Right.
But it's just, change. You know, that $4 an hour, that's a significant pay raise in today's world.
Fair. It is.
Somebody texted in, Contessa's about to be on unemployment. Stop it.
Yo, get off her neck, bro.
All right, Mike. Have a good day. Love you.
You too. Thanks. Love you guys.
Man, oh, peace.
We do have some jerks on the phone. Somebody said, Contessa's the jerk. Has she even bothered asking for more work? And why would your boss
Why would you ask for more work?
I was just going to say the same thing. And why would your boss hire your suggested replacement if you haven't been there more than 6 months?
That's valid.
Oh, I didn't think about that. You're assuming you got somebody else a job.
Well, and if you're about to dip after 6 months, you really think the hiring manager's going to go, yeah, let me hire this friend, this girl's friend, who's probably just going to leave in 3 months.
All right, you know what?
This is getting worse.
This is getting worse. Let's go to Lisa in Cudahy and see what she thinks this morning. Hi, Lisa.
Morning.
Hi.
All right. Do you think Contessa's the jerk for quitting her job?
No, not the jerk. You got to look out for you in this world, and that company does not care.
Okay. So you're along the boat then. Yeah, what it comes down to is you got to look out for yourself.
Well, and also, like, I've been at my company for less than a year, but that's long enough for me to see that they don't see anything through to completion, ever.
So and you're saying you see what you need to see.
This is going
to
continue. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, you... 6 months is long enough to see some of these things.
So given Contessa's, I guess, circumstance, if you were in her shoes, you'd be gone too then.
Bye.
Bye. Yep. She ain't even let me. She said bye. I know exactly where you're going, big dog. Bye.
And she's like, I'm going right back to Cudahy to my new job to work remotely.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're working from home. You're saving on the commute.
True.
You are not, like, wear and tear on your vehicle. Mm-hmm. You have time to throw a load of laundry in. Like, your work-home-life balance just improved.
Yeah, well,
that's saying you do that, though. That's saying that you actually do that, and you ain't just kicking it on the couch between calls
or
whatever.
Lisa, have you ever worked from home? Because I wanted to come back to work. I wanted to come back to work. My kids were driving me crazy, okay?
I'd try it. I really would. I mean, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
I did work from home, and it was like help desk, so I was taking calls.
Ah.
So I would have time between calls. To, like, go start the laundry.
Trust me. I've seen the TikToks and the reels where you make fun of what you do in between calls. I've seen them all. Trust me. Have a good day.
Lisa got the standing desk.
Your
phone's cutting out.
Hey, Lisa says she'd do it in a heartbeat, though. Bye.
Not the jerk. Bye, Lisa.
Talk to you soon, Lisa. Bye.
Bye.
Jason in Milwaukee texted in and said, jerk, I work as an executive chef, and I've never been in an environment where just because I didn't have orders to make, there wasn't something else to be done.
Prep work.
You got time to lean. You got time to clean.
And though it may not be the same aligned job, there's definitely something you can be doing.
Valid. All right. Well, you know what? We've got a new character that likes to call in on Am I the Jerk. He keeps getting in. Lance in Oconomowoc.
He figured out the secret sauce.
Lance, good morning.
Yeehaw.
Good morning. Yeehaw.
Lance, can I ask
Lance
real quick?
Lance.
Since we're getting to know you on this show, you're one of the newer callers. Did you move to the area, or are you just here, like, working?
You on business?
I'm here for work in medical conditions.
Got it.
Okay.
Say less. I was just curious. So, Lance, do you think she's a jerk for quitting this job?
Our first question is, what kind of job, local or home job, did she have?
She didn't say.
Didn't specify.
I read everything she
sent us.
I'm going
to give you a little rundown on my Southern accent or heritage.
Okay.
If you're in a crop or gathering a crop or planting a crop, and you have somebody quit in the middle of harvest season.
Right.
That's just unethical.
Right.
So
somebody's quitting in the middle of harvest season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Out reason or more money. It's a code for a farmer. That's what I do for a living.
I hear you.
He said croc like a crocodile. Is that what he meant?
No, a crop.
Oh, crop.
Like we yeah. Oh, so
I thought he meant fighting a crocodile.
Nah, my man's talking about farming right now. And when you're in the middle of a crop season, you plant your crop. You got to feed your crop.
Now I get it.
And then you got to sow the crop, right?
No, you're on to something.
And saying, basically, Quintessa's quitting in the middle of crop season.
That's what I'm saying. It's bad. It is.
Am I wrong or am I right, Lance?
It's bad luck.
It's bad code of conduct.
It's bad.
And going down the road, that's going to hurt her.
It's bad karma.
The resume. But that's why everybody was texting in going, your job doesn't care about you, which I don't disagree.
Now we're in.
But we're talking about down the road.
And we're in a theoretical sphere, right? So Lance got me thinking. Say Quintessa does quit the middle of the crop season, goes to work on another farm, right?
Yeah, now, actually, turn him down. Lance, hold on. We got to turn you down for a second.
Now, their crop fails, and Quintessa gets booted because the crop that she just went to go sow on another farm sucks. So they quit. They basically quit her, saying, no, you sucked at what we brought you here to do. Mm-hmm. The $4 don't matter. Now you're making $0.
Zero. And the fact that, Lance, thank you for calling.
Appreciate you, Lance.
Have a good day.
Great points, man.
Really great points.
Yeehaw.
Well, and we brought this up already, but down the line, if I'm interviewing someone,
mm-hmm.
let's say we're interviewing for a producer, right, on our show.
Magically.
And I look at someone's resume, and I'm like, why'd you leave here after six months?
6 months?
Why'd you leave here after 6 months? I'm not going to pick that person to hire because I'm going to be like, they're going to bolt after 6 months.
I could see if you could kind of map it out and go, oh, you kept leveling up. Oh, mm-hmm. you kept advancing. Oh, somebody kept coming. If you can explain why only 6 months, maybe you're that good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely are people that good at what they
100%.
Do.
100%. And everyone's replaceable. Did Lance
but it's
say
a red
jerk,
flag.
Though?
I'm pretty sure we went, I think he said she was a jerk because it's a code of ethics, but at the end of the day, it's money, bro.
It's not the jerk because the first two said not the jerk.
He said jerk, but it was already worked out.
Oh, Carmen from Milwaukee, we triggered her. She said, please don't give working from home a bad name. I work from home and I'm super busy. And let's be honest, people in the office don't work 8 hours either. There's chit-chat and stuff too. Carmen, I don't care if you do or don't work from home.
Anybody giving it a bad name?
I respect it if you can make it work. I'm the one who doesn't want to work from home because I've been there and I would never be a self-starter. Working from home is for certain
people.
That's
an alley thing. I said I could do it.
And honestly, it depends on what you do, Carmen.
True.
There's no way people in sales are working 8 hours a day.
Are you kidding me?
You're making big sales here and there and you're going to the Pick and Save for lunch. Let's be real.
What job did you envision quitting Quintessa doing? Because I'm envisioning a help desk, call center type position
where
she's got in between time mm-hmm. to where she's got to be HR something mm-hmm. that you can work remotely. Yeah. It's something where you're at a desk where you've got downtime if you're not helping quote unquote clients or individuals. Mm-hmm. If you're maybe she's an accountant, right? Because you can do accounting from anywhere. I was envisioning like a help desk accounting HR type role.
Yeah. I have no idea. We don't know. We don't know. We just don't know.
Enough for you to just be kicking it on your phone in between time, though, but that don't really matter, bro, because they said take the money.
And Nancy from Grafton texted in, I don't think quitting after 6 months is going to affect her resume.
Y'all, wow.
People nowadays do that. It doesn't mean, I'm saying, but when she interviews for other stuff, it might be a red flag for someone interviewing her. That's all I'm saying.
If this is her first big girl job, if this is one of two, you know, if she's just mm-hmm. kind of like job hopping right now, like Babe was saying, Mike,
mm-hmm.
I get that. Job hop while you're young, cool. But if you pass your mid-20s and you almost 30, or if you're mm-hmm. in your 30s, it looks bad.
Either way, it's not the jerk. We may need to talk about working from home because I've never seen so many people triggered on the texts. Olivia in Sheboygan said, I worked from home as a loan officer during COVID, and those are my most productive months. Hey,
I don't doubt that.
I think either you're one of those people who can do it or you can't.
I think I could be very productive at home, for real.
Oh, not me. I'd be doing laundry. I'd be going to Pick and Save.
That's productivity.
Yeah, nothing to do with my job, though.
Oh, I'd be getting my job done, but it's like in that in-between time. Yeah, my gears wouldn't stop turning.
I do think most people, obviously not us, we're here every day of the week, but I think most people could work less than 5 days a week. I don't necessarily think we need to be work the 8 to 5. I think there's a lot of people, it's just a waste.
Yeah, we mm-hmm. listen, that's a whole nother conversation in shaping of society to me.
We could go off about this, but you know,
we got things to do, though.
We are very busy. We have to give away these power passes to Summerfest, okay?
Oh, these U.S. Cellular 9-day power passes?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then after that, I cannot wait to tell you the confrontation I witnessed at the grocery store. It was wild, DZ. I was like, oh, I have to tell the story on the air. It involves a man and a woman in the parking lot, and Hudson was with me. It's so wild. I can't. I'm going to tell you after. after we give away the power passes, though.
First things first. Yeah,
414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to get these Summerfest power passes. 9 days, all free. Kiss FM, good luck. Ha, 103.7, Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, are you ready for this story?
Dude? I'm ready.
I've been dying to tell you this.
Just call me SpongeBob. I'm ready.
I haven't told anyone about this story. I don't know. It's like I forgot that I came in. I was like, oh, DZ, I got to tell you a story. What I saw at the grocery store was wild. And maybe I'm being a little dramatic, but it was definitely a confrontation, and I was totally into it because nobody actually got hurt, but it involved people getting really mad at each other, and I couldn't stop looking. And then they tried to bring me and Hudson into it.
Oh, they tried to bring y'all into
they
it?
They tried to bring me and Hudson
Wait
into
a second.
It, which is where it gets juicy. Okay,
I'm here for it.
So we're at the grocery store, me and Hudson, and it was the irony in this whole story is the woman, and this involves a woman and a man in the parking lot after we came out, but while we were in the store, I actually saw this woman because she came around, I don't know if I was looking at something, and she came around to grab something, and she was really rude about the way she like kind of came in to grab it, and I took note, and I was like, well, that was weird. She didn't even say, excuse me, it was just like.
Well, I think we talked about this lady.
No, it was a different lady. No, that was when I was in the produce on New Year's Eve.
That's right.
You're getting the stories mixed up.
Yeah.
Because I had to do a PSA on saying, excuse me, if you reach around someone, because I almost took an old lady out.
You can't hit somebody with the reach around and not say, excuse me. That's rude.
No, this was the other day. This was recent. And so I thought, well, that was weird. And I remembered her because she was I don't want to say older, but 50s, 60s, had a ton of makeup on. She just stuck out. I don't know why she stuck out.
You remembered her, though. You remembered
Very
her.
Very memorable.
Sure.
And moved on, forgot about her. Hudson and I pay, we get the groceries, and Hudson, my boys, load the car with me now. You know, they're not getting in the
with
car.
With you. They better be the only ones. I'd be sitting there.
Oh, they unload it. I don't do anything when we get home.
Okay.
So we're loading the car, and as we're loading it, I look up, and I see the same woman take her cart, and she's taking it back to the cart corral, which has plenty of space for carts in it. It's not like it's jammed. The cart corral outside in the parking lot. It's not like the cart corral is jammed and there's nowhere to put her cart. And she takes her cart. This was wild. I've never seen anyone this bold. And she just pushes it from across, like, the middle of the parking lot.
She sent it. She lined it up and sent it.
And here's where it gets crazy. I'm watching it, and I go, oh, it's about to hit that guy's car. And then I realize the guy's in the car. The guy is sitting in the space in his car. And I'm like, and I can see it. And she's just walking away, and the guy lays on the horn, like it's about to hit my car. But she didn't even turn around.
She didn't even care.
She was just rude. And I'm like, so what happens? The cart rams into the guy's car and he's sitting in the car. I mean, most people, you wouldn't even know they were in the car. This guy was in the car.
He's still sitting in the car?
Ooh-wee. Hell no. So the
I it hits, say.
This is where the confrontation
he
ensues.
He gets out the car naturally.
Now he gets out of the car and
mad.
I'm like, oh shit.
Mad.
It's about to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And Hudson and I are standing there loading the car now. And he goes, hey! And I'm like,
who's he haying?
He's haying the woman who just pushed it from across and just let it go. And oblivious that she still didn't even realize it hit his car. And he goes, She didn't care. And he was like, you just hit my car.
Still didn't care.
With your cart. And she's like, She kind of like turns around, kind of walks back over, doesn't even say sorry. It was bold, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is this woman's deal?
I'm sorry, but what?
Mm-hmm.
So she's still not caring.
Still didn't care, but she moves.
What's
the car.
Dude saying?
He goes, you know, can you just be a good human? I'm like, oh, this is like Midwest nice guy, right? But thank God, I didn't need that kind of confrontation with my kid around. So I'm glad it didn't escalate to something more violent. DZ, I know.
No, not more violent, but you're going to need to pay for whatever damage is done to my vehicle.
Fair enough.
Flat out. I'm sorry, but now you could be nicer or whatever you
said.
And
she just like turns around and walks off and gets in her car.
Oh, bro.
And so then, now is when he tries to bring me and Hudson into it.
Okay.
Because we're too close. Like, we're so close to the where this all happens.
How many cars are you away?
Like three in the car, maybe three in the cart corral.
So you saw it all firsthand.
And he knew
first row.
he knew we were standing there.
He all saw that.
He knew we saw her ram her car.
He watched you watch it happen.
Yes. Right. Yes. So now, because the woman's ignoring him and turns around and walks back to her car,
he's looking for somebody else to validate.
You know how we talked to
him? I'm following.
Yeah, he's looking.
Did you see this? Did you see her?
Yeah.
Did you see her?
So he looks at Hudson. He doesn't even look at me. And this is when I got irritated. I'm like, dog.
He looks at Hudson.
He looks at Hudson. He goes, you know, just be a good human. Be a good. And I'm looking, and I looked at the guy like, why? My kid is a good human.
Don't try to teach my child a lesson because that lady over there is wild.
Like, yeah, I was like, but he was looking for somebody to vent to. You know,
and
what
the
I
child
mean?
To teach and, something to.
And I'm thinking, dude, like, we have nothing to do with this. Stay in your own lane. And
our cart's right here, man.
I'm fine. And then he was like, kept going on. Just be a good human. Be a good human to Hudson. Yeah. And I go, get in the car, dude. And so we get in the car, and I go, he's right, but really,
that now he's being crazy because he doesn't feel heard.
And now I'm feeling awkward because I don't want to be involved, and this guy is trying to get me involved in his argument with the woman. If he had asked for a witness, I would have been like, yeah, fine, okay, she hit your car. But he didn't. It was like just him going off because the woman wouldn't listen. And I'm like, this, you know, I see some wild stuff, but the woman letting the cart fly across, hitting a guy's car and not even caring, we are on next level. I don't care about people in this world, dude. We are on next level at these days.
I don't know what you would call that,
that
but
is crazy.
That's something that I would go get her plate information from to at least have her contact information.
Maybe he did.
I would then call the police. I'd hate to say it, but I would file a report if there's damage made to my car.
Yeah.
Because she is assuming responsibility of that cart in that moment. And her just pushing it off like that, sending it free will to go cause damage, hoping that it might land in the cart corral, and then the selfishness and rudeness to just be like, scoff, forget you, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna hit up the authorities. Because we could have handled this ourselves. Mm-hmm. We could have been civilized human beings. We could have been good human beings, like Buddy was trying to tell Hudson. Mm-hmm. But no, now I'm gonna get your plates. I'm gonna get the police involved. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get now insurance involved, and whatever damage is definitely coming up out your pocket.
Well, and I saw it going, you know, the slow motion where I saw the cart flying into his car, and then he honks before it hits it, and then she just didn't care. And then the confrontation. Well, it wasn't even a confrontation because she just didn't care.
My question is, do you think he had time? He saw it. Do you think he could have like got out the car and stopped it from hitting his car?
No. It was that quick.
You know, sometimes you're like, this is going to hit me.
I think he was like, wait. It was not. I mean, because think about it. Think about how wide or not wide the aisles are
in the parking space.
She was across. So. Yeah. She wasn't that far, but she pushed it enough that it went across and just...
She sent it.
I couldn't believe it when I realized he was in the car, though. I'm like, oh, dude, it's about to be on!
I mean, the thing is, like, it's inconsiderate.
It's 100%, so rude,
100%
right?
Inconsiderate. But not having anything come from that, was there any damage to dude's car?
I didn't look like it because, I mean, it was a plastic cart. But that doesn't mean there wasn't. I was more into, like, what was going on. Danielle in Mayville texted in and said, I travel for Walmart and so many people sit in their cars now waiting for another DoorDash or an Instacart request to drop. What a rude lady. Just return the cart. Yeah, it was really strange. Like, and I even tried, you know, even just trying to be a little empathetic in my mind going, you know, did somebody die? Like, did she have a really bad day? Like, how do you not care that much about anyone or anything around you? Like, she must be, because the good in me wants to think she's having a bad day. You can't be this careless. And I'm like, no, you can.
You really can be, though.
Look,
that's the
world.
Problem. And see, I wonder, what was the 4 extra steps, right? Mm-hmm. What were the 3 extra steps that she could have taken? Because it really doesn't feel like she was that far away from actually just returning the cart with her hands.
Yeah, she wasn't. She wasn't. It was insane how she just pushed it and went, whatever.
You think it was an ex? You think they knew each other?
No.
Definitely strangers?
Definitely strangers.
All right.
But by the way, whoever texted in, because I said Hudson and I were at the store, they said, meanwhile, Owen's at home drinking Diet Coke.
Exactly.
He sure was.
Sneaking them.
If you know, you know. If you listen to the show, you get that joke. That's
and
a
if
funny
not,
one.
There's the Odyssey app. AUDACY.
Pablo from Milwaukee texted in and said, could it be me in the cart story? I would have pushed the cart back to her car. Yeah, that could have happened.
Yeah, that would have happened.
It would have happened, probably.
Pablo, you sound petitious like me.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I mean, it was wild.
It was wild.
I'm still in my mind going, man, people are.
That was such a Midwest nice story with like the most violent, non-violent resolution.
Wasn't it where the guy's like, just be a good human.
Just be a good person.
And then she's not listening. Just be a good human.
Now he's going to go preach being a good human for the rest of the day.
I'm like, I'm not involved.
While angry yelling at people. You should just be a good human. Just be a good person.
The PSA today is put your cart back. The end. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, DZ. I really want to get back into this conversation. We've had a few times on the show, but it always comes back around and I get re-inspired because I went to get an oil change yesterday.
Yeah, literally yesterday, right?
Literally, I was at the dealership and I was sitting there talking. Shout out Jordy. I was talking to Jordy, who loves the show. She's great.
Becomes Jordy.
She basically walked up to me and said, If you want to use the clicker, Allie, go for it. And I started laughing.
Oh, the remote.
I forgot.
Because of the remote. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did an Am I the Jerk on this show.
You changed the TV.
And even though there were other people waiting, yep. I took the remote and changed the channel. It became a whole Am I the Jerk.
Oh,
and
that was like a year ago.
It was, but she remembered because
right.
I was at the dealership.
Yeah.
So she made me laugh and I go, actually, I totally forgot we did that Am I the Jerk, but I'm
but
good.
But since you offered.
I don't need the remote. And there was nobody in there anyway at the time. But we started talking while I was waiting for my car and I said, oh, you know what I really decided I wanted this winter? I said, I used to make fun of people. Like last winter when I found out this was a feature on cars. There's so many bells and whistles now on cars.
Well, nowadays, everybody's car does something special that the next car doesn't, and it'd be, frustrating
it's wild.
Sometimes.
Like, I have heated seats, and I feel like that's amazing.
Oh, I love them.
I don't have the cooling ones, though.
No, really, though, we just got a car with heated seats, and then I find out that y'all got AC in y'all's now? That's what we're doing?
No idea they did the cooling seats now.
Me neither.
So then I find out, last time we talked about this, there were our heated steering wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember on the air going, you guys are extra. Like, what do you need a heated steering wheel for, you weirdos?
And then it got cold enough.
Well, guess who wants a heated steering wheel? Me.
Yep.
Because this past week, it's been freezing. And getting in the car, my hands are frozen. Even with my gloves on, I have to put on gloves to touch the steering wheel. A heated steering wheel would change my life. Now, I don't have one, and I'm not getting one. But in the future, I would love one.
A great business idea would be a heated steering wheel cover where you could just put it on. You know how they got the fake ones?
They exist, dude.
But if they don't, that's $1 million idea that somebody's
going to
create.
Sounds like a fire
now.
Hazard, though. Why do I have fire anxiety about everything?
But in the era of heated battery packs and stuff like that, like heated jackets, what's the difference? It's all a fire hazard, sure. But then if you got a little leather steering wheel cover that's also heated, I might have just given you a business idea or given you something to look up for.
They do exist.
See?
Say, I knew they would. Of course they exist.
Plug it in USB style. Mm-hmm. You can order it, bro.
It goes into the cigarette lighter.
The cigarette lighter, or you just plug it in with the adapter for the USB-C. Yeah. Well,
guess who's getting a heated steering wheel, everybody?
Put two in the cart, bro. Put two in the cart.
I got you. It'll be here by Friday.
Say less.
No, but seriously, I decided that's the new feature I want on my next car in Wisconsin.
Heated steering wheels.
As much as I made fun of you guys for it, now I understand why it's relevant because my hands were just frozen.
Well, it's like me laughing at the people that like made it a necessity to have a sunroof or a panoramic roof.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the panoramic on our car, I will never not have a panoramic view.
Why?
It just makes the car feel just more beautiful. I like looking up and seeing all glass and going, yeah, that's lit.
I'm not a sunroof person, and people think I'm weird for that. Like, I like being in. I like the private. Like, I want the privacy.
The full enclosed. Nobody can see you from above, though.
It's not going to give me a tan. Go away.
I like the fact that, you could basically stargaze or watch the clouds or the boys can look up while we're driving. And it's
light.
Cool. It's more light. It's more fun. Mm-hmm. It's more interesting. And it's better than just a regular sunroof.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Made fun of them people. I got one more for you where I'm like, oh, yeah, definitely now.
Oh, we're talking about the features you definitely want or need in a car. What is it?
Because now I made fun of everybody when they were like, my car drives itself. My vehicle's autonomous.
That's amazing, though.
I laughed at y'all, bro.
You into it now?
I'm so into it because my car is not autonomous, but I could set a cruise control, lane assist, and steering wheel assist. And if I do that and set the distance to a certain number, it basically drives itself. the car will brake for me, the car will accelerate for me, the car will stay at a certain distance away from traffic, and I don't have to keep my hands on the steering wheel. The only thing the car won't do is follow navigation, make that right turn for me when I needed to make the right turn.
Lane assist, I actually turn off. It makes me nervous.
Okay.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know. There's something about the feature.
Sure.
Maybe it's the control freak in me that doesn't like that.
I get it.
But I get it why wanting a car that could drive itself is awesome. Yeah.
I'm not the type that wants it so I can be inattentive on the road.
No,
I'm still going to have my eyes on the road, right? But I like the feature when I'm on the highway and I'm already cruising at a set speed. I can set it to 65, distance level 3 away from other cars, take my foot off the gas, take my hands off the steering wheel, and just watch the road.
Yeah.
Be ready to react. If something happens, be ready to react.
You know what other car feature changed my life? And this isn't new, but when you put it in reverse, like it will, or forward, it will beep if you're about to hit something.
Oh, yeah. The assist.
Oh, all the
sensors.
Years of like basically reversing into other cars or forgetting like someone parked
dinging a pole or something.
Oh, forgetting someone parked in the driveway and then and hitting someone. I mean, the amount of times I even hit the garage door one time. I love that feature that it tells
the
me
sensors
when you're in at the, like the grocery store is a perfect example. You can't see because cars are so big and all these SUVs, you can't see if someone's even coming. So it will go beep beep before I reverse. So I know I'm not going to hit
car
a child,
crossing.
You know what I mean? Or a kid.
Those sensors have saved me a couple times when I was ready to accelerate
those.
And I didn't realize there was a car or a person about to cross. Now, you're right. I like the sensors.
Ooh, what are the car features you want or got to have? 414-533-1037. I now am saying I want the heated steering wheel. I admit, I made fun of you guys. Oh, somebody said the automatic start. That changed my life as well.
Game changer.
Yeah, I love
the automatic start. I ain't
gonna
lie. Yeah, you made fun of the heated steering wheel. I made fun of the people with the BMW 7 Series autonomous vehicle. Now look at us. Trying to grab them.
It's a thing. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Ooh, Amanda's calling out the police. She said she got rear-ended by a New Berlin police officer.
Dang. Hey, yo.
She called out the city and everything.
Hey, yo.
She said he broke my backup sensors, but I haven't gotten them fixed yet. I miss them every single day. Ah, the backup sensors. Well, apparently they need the backup
They miss their backup sensors. That's their feature that they can't live without.
How awkward when a cop rear-ends you.
New Berlin PD. Get back on that. Dang, that's tough.
Be careful how much.
Hey, I don't live in New Berlin. You do, dog.
I know, that's the problem. I mean, hiding.
I don't think you can. Pretty sure they know where you at.
They do, actually. They definitely do. So we're talking about all the features you want or love on your car. It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 Kiss FM.
Wampa, good morning.
Good morning. I said I want the heated steering wheel. I used to make fun of it, and now I'm crying about it. Listen to what somebody texted in, though. They wanted to remain anonymous. She said, I'm assuming she said, love the cooling seats, but it makes me feel like I peed my pants if I had been sweating. I don't want to say who I am because my husband might be listening.
But we agree, though. No, listen. Sometimes that happens when you're too cold, and then you sit on the hot seats, too. Same concept.
Yeah.
Got pee pants.
Absolutely. Let's go to Austin in Kenosha. Let's start with him this morning on the phones. Austin.
Good morning.
How's it going? Good morning.
What up, y'all?
It's going. We're talking about features we love or want on our car. What do you want?
Well, you guys already said a few of mine, but auto start is definitely one.
Must have.
Even though I had a car that had auto start, and I auto started it one winter, and one of my pistons went through the...
No.
Wait, what happened?
He blew a piston, bro.
What's a piston?
Basically, he blew his engine, starting his car up with the auto start.
What?
Hey, yo, that's rough.
Don't give me a complex, okay?
No, his car, it must have been an older car with the auto start installed later on it or something, bro.
No, it was a G6 with it already in.
Well, never mind.
Okay, well, good talk.
Ooh, good talk.
So that was
along to the fire anxiety for Allie.
A freak accident. Okay, good talk. Okay, go on, and...
But I just wish that, like, every car could have four-wheel drive.
Dude, you're not wrong.
No, especially in this state. In this state, yes.
Oh, 100%.
I drive an SUV, but it's built like a truck. I'm front wheel only. Mm-hmm. I listen. Allie, when it snowed the other day, and I sent you that picture of me having a snake move out of the snow, and it was like slithering back and forth.
Yeah,
that's a front wheel drive maneuver right there. Only people with front wheel drive cars know what I did. Having a coil back and forth like a snake to get up out the spot, man. Four wheel drive. Oh, 4x4s, please, bro.
You know what? And speaking of the AutoStart, can I tell you a story?
Hmm.
So you remember the last guy I was dating?
Yeah.
He apparently was not. You know how AutoStarts shut off after like what 10 minutes?
10-15 minutes, depending on your car.
This guy went out. He started his car and he came back in, and then went back out like 20 minutes later. He's like, somebody turned off my car. I go, no, you dummy. It goes off after like 10 minutes if you leave it out there too long. He had no clue because
you
gotta
change
car,
yeah,
his
you gotta
car
change
was
the settings.
Newer. And I was like, no, it shuts off, dude. He really thought someone had shut his car off.
Well, they're the good Samaritan at least, bro. Like what?
Nobody shut your car off, okay?
Nobody cares about you that much, man.
But okay. Okay, all right. Anyway, so. All right, Austin, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Later, man.
Julian Oak Creek, one of our regulars, texted in and said, heated side mirrors and individual controls for heat and air for driver and passenger. Yeah, okay, wait, one at a time here. Heated side mirrors, is that to defrost them?
That's exactly what that's for.
Ah, I was like, why would you need a heated side mirror?
The little things that you don't think about until you actually have them and you go, wow, what a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
And having the sink control, our seats have the sink control.
So I have that too.
When I get too hot or Aaron gets too hot, we can switch it off and I can stay cool, she can stay warm. That's nice.
One side's the cool, one side's shooting heat. That's
my
funny.
Side's the cool, yeah, you're right.
Let's go to Danielle in Butler and see what she likes in her car or wants in her car. Your bells and whistles wish list. Hi,
good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well,
the heated mirrors are a must-have. Mm-hmm. I bought a car that did not have heated mirrors, and I was like, I thought all cars had heated mirrors. Nope, I was wrong.
Oh,
so
God, I never even knew this was a thing.
When I bought a car, another car, I was like, I'm looking to make sure that that's a must.
Interesting.
And the heated seats with the cooled seats. The only thing I don't have that I wish I had was the heating steering wheel.
The steering wheel. Well, as we found out, though, they sell those online.
Yep, we're so extra, you guys. Listen to us.
First world problems.
I didn't have the heated mirrors.
I live in the first world. I'm going to take care of my problems.
We are so extra, and
I
love
it. When you try to back into a garage, though, and like your mirrors fog up because it was raining outside and you can't see anything because the lights suck through.
It's tough.
It's really tough. I hit a pallet, and I just like slid the pallet, but it still dented my car, and I'm like, whatever.
Oh, man.
Hey, salute to you for driving. You be backing into the garage. I see you. Pro status driver. Don't let that go amiss.
Ain't nobody backing out of a garage. I back into the garage.
Game recognized game.
Okay.
Real one right there.
Hold on. I didn't know, though, that a lot of people who back into spots, it's a trauma thing.
What do you
mean?
Have
you ever heard this?
A trauma thing?
Yeah.
No, it's just a better driver.
Oh, please. Give me a break. I don't have time to back in. It's too much.
We'll argue tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
There is a thing where some
escape route.
Some people say if they grew up with trauma, they back in to a spot so they can get out of places. We might have talked about it on the show one day or somebody texted in.
I wouldn't call it trauma, but it's just, it's better practice.
Well, if you're trying to get out of somewhere quick, something might have happened is what they were implying.
Huh.
That some people do that because of the way something that happened to them in life, and it's the easiest way to get away.
Quick
it's a
exit.
Getaway thing.
It's a quick exit.
It's a getaway thing.
Or you used to be a hitman.
Or,
who knows?
I was going to say, or you're shady.
Or you used
you
to be a getaway
get
driver. Whatever, man. Listen, I'm not taking your reason. Don't you worry about mine. Yo, I ain't worried about your reason. Don't you worry about mine.
Basically, DZ didn't have trauma. He was the getaway driver.
Bye, Danielle.
Bye, guys. Love you.
She was also a getaway driver.
Leah in Racine texted in and said, I also have a digital rear view mirror. It's hard to get to use because you can't see the back seat, but you can see a lot more behind the car. Interesting. Okay.
A digital one, huh?
Now, last but not least, Erin is in Racine. She's got her own theme song. I'm gonna pop some
tags. Only got 20. Hey!
Erin! Morning! All right, trying to read the text, but tell us, what's the feature you would love to have in your car?
So these are some features I used to have in a previous vehicle, but I miss the seats that go into the floor when you need extra space instead of having to take them out, because my back ones do it right now, but not my front one. And
in the minivans or in like the cargo vans, SUVs, when they lay flat, so things can lay flat in the back of your car too.
Exactly. And then also for anyone who has kids like me, I wish that my car already had the DVDs installed for watching movies on long car rides, because we take at least a car ride vacation once or twice a year, and we need those. And we have the ones that you can install. And
the portable?
The junk. Like the ones that can hang behind the back of the seat.
I thought these were.
But get knocked into.
Okay.
Like the ones that just hang there.
I feel like TVs in cars are outdated now, though, because kids have tablets and stuff, and you don't need the TV in the car. Well, that's why I would
but
think.
But then they need Wi-Fi, because I'm not getting my 11-year-old, like, a data plan.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well, but no, that's why you download. That's why you download
movies onto it for them, because the same thing happens when you get on a plane. Yep. If you don't have Wi-Fi, you're like, oh man.
Nope, you got to download it.
I can't watch the thing now because I didn't download the shows.
8-hour trip, 8-hour download.
Yeah.
And guess what? No.
Old school.
And Aaron, you might not be put on the game that now they sell the adapters to where you can hang the iPads from the car, so you don't even got to worry about a DVD player. You can just bring the iPad.
Mm.
I know, but those don't they don't stay charged forever, and there's not enough
Aaron, you got to evolve. She doesn't want to change.
Get with the times, Aaron.
She doesn't want to.
I don't even have a playlist on my phone.
Okay.
That's why I have the Odyssey app for you guys.
Fair.
You've evolved enough, then say less.
Because you are the girl talking about DVD players in 2025.